John Titus just made a new video about Secretary Yellen. So Treasury Secretary Yellen just made a statement that she believed there was a way to basically seize and use all the Russian assets to finance the Ukraine.
Right.
And basically she was saying, you know, we believe if we just take it and spend it on the Ukraine, we ought to be able to come up with some justification. So what she's proposing is basically stealing the Russians' money.
Stealing the Russians' money to fund a war against Russia. Right.
Right.
Mr. Putin, I think, has and his leadership team have concluded that for Russia, it is clear that this is an existential crisis. In other words, I think that their assessment is that the Western leadership is so insane that they intend to break up the current Russian state and do a real rape of Russia. So I think for them, if I were Mr. Putin, I would tell the FSB to track down all human intelligence cells or suspected cells inside of the Russian Federation, number one. Number two, I would send out the Spetsnaz teams and activate the sleeper cells that are, you know, still there in Western Europe and the United States and Canada. And I'd say, go for it. Take them out. Take out Hunter Biden. Take out Joe Biden. And anybody else supporting these insane policies of warfare against this country, I absolutely would.
So here's the thing. If we have entered a period of asymmetrical warfare, and I think we entered it 20 years ago, but now it's accelerating.
I agree with you, yes.
So if you look at the Baltimore Bridge, you know, I give that a very high chance. I'm with you, a very high chance of being an act of war.
Right.
But if you look at how fragile the United States infrastructure is and how susceptible to this kind of warfare. And remember, I believe a lot of the American leadership wants to see the country break up. And this kind of warfare will help get them there. Right.
Right. Right.
So I think between the possibility of a continued rise in all-cause mortality and a continued rise of asymmetrical warfare, we are in for a phenomenally high friction period. I mean, we're not in for, we're in it. We're in it.
We're in it now, but it's going to get much, hotter, I think.
Right.
The problem as I see it, Catherine, and I don't know if you're seeing the same types of problems here, but this is not a good time to try and be introducing central bank digital currency because,
well, except they need control.
They need control. But the problem is you're also trying to do this as you're entering this period of hot warfare and you're dealing with countries, namely Russia and China, that have whole departments of their intelligence apparatus dedicated to cyber warfare.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, central bank digital currency is fine unless the enemy turns off the power.
Right.
You know?
Or the electricians. Remember, the electricians.
Or the electricians.
The French central bank.
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, this is, they're trying all these kooky schemes at the very time that the schemes, which are fragile to begin with, can so easily be scuttled, or for that matter, hijacked. You know, talk about nightmare scenario. So, you know, again, if I were Putin or Xi right now, and even more so if I were Xi, I'd be beefing up the counterintelligence and intelligence covert operations bureaus and sending in the sleeper teams, which, of course, I think they're doing at the border now anyway. So,
I think it's the American leadership who's financing the terrorists coming across. They're the ones who need them.
Well, but look, again, let's get out of the one size fits all model. The border is being used by the American leadership to infiltrate terrorists into the country in a population replacement scheme and so on and so forth. Yes.
Right.
That's right. Faction one. China and Russia are probably infiltrating sleeper teams into the same border at the same time. That's faction two. Then we have faction number three, the non-state fascist actors in the world. That's faction right. three. So in other words, again, yeah, I think all of this is happening.